If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Amen. Now we'll sing our first hymn, Moses Went to Sinai's Peak, on page 478.
Moses went to Sinai's
peak. No, I forgot to bring the recitations down, so skip the recitations.
Jehovah speak. Ten commandments he did give, telling us the way to live. Ages passed and hearts grew cold. We forgot the laws of old. Had a crown from heaven above, born on earth to teach us love. Now the Lord has come again, teaching truth to guide all men. Now in light we all may see, God is one, the Lord is He.
O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Amen. Please be seated. So, children, for our reading today, it comes from the Sermon on the Mount. And for the younger children, I want you to listen for the Lord says, we will know people by something. Listen for what that something is that we will know people by. And for the older children, think about what it is that thing means, other than the literal sense of what it means. So this is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7. By their fruits you shall know them. So every good tree makes good fruits, but a rotten tree makes bad fruits. A good tree cannot make bad fruits, neither can a bad tree make good fruits. Every tree not making good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. So, any of the younger children, how are we going to know people? By what? Wow, she went right to the older answer of the question. By their fruits. That's right. So by their fruits, the Lord said, you'll know them. And she said that that meant by their actions, by the things that they do. That we're going to be talking about things that you do. And the Lord goes on to emphasize this point. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but he who does the will of my Father who is in the heavens. So what? Do you enter heaven by the things you say mostly or the things you do mostly? Things you do, really important. And the Lord goes on to emphasize this even more. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a prudent man who built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the flood rivers came, and the winds blew, and they fell before that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded upon the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does them not shall be likened to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the rivers came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and the fall of it was great. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these words, that the crowds wondered at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Amen. So the Lord likened the prudent man, the wise man, to someone who built their house on what? On a rock. The person who is wise hears the Lord's sayings and does it. Hears the Lord's saying and does them. Hears the Lord's saying and does them. Hears the Lord's saying and does them. Really think about it. Everything in the Lord's Word that He teaches you, everybody in this room made a conscious decision to come to camp and to hear the words of the Lord. That's step number one, hearing the words of the Lord, but it really all comes to naught if we don't actually do what the Lord says. We talked yesterday, the minister talked about love and wisdom and those two things being joined. But for those things to really be joined and come to fruition to make good fruit, we actually have to do. Love wants certain things. Wisdom tells love how to do those certain things, but then we actually have to choose to do it. Hear the Lord saying and do them. I want to read two short passages from the Heavenly Doctrines. Very first number of the Doctrine of Life has a well-known phrase that probably almost everybody in this room has heard. All religion is of life, and the life of religion is... Who knows? To do good. The life of religion is to do good. Every person who has religion knows and acknowledges that he who leads a good life is saved and that he who leads an evil life is condemned. For he knows and acknowledges that the person who lives well thinks well, not only about God, but also about his neighbor. But not so the person whose life is evil. The life of a person is his love, and that which he loves, he not only likes to be doing, but also thinking. So again, the first number in the Doctrine of Life puts the emphasis on the life of religion is to do good, to do what the Lord says. It's really important if we want this marriage of love and wisdom to happen. It happens through the doing, through the practicing. That's how that marriage comes to fruition. Now, particularly regarding marriage, listen to this number from Conjugal Love, number 80, subsection 2. For the human inclination towards marriage goes hand in hand with religion at every step. And what is religion? To do that which is good. Every little step or stride away from religion, doing that which is good, or towards religion is also a step or stride away from or towards the conjugal inclination that is peculiar and proper to a Christian person. So even in actual marriages or in a relationship you may have with a friend or a classmate, the life of religion, when we strive to do what the Lord says, do the good things that He teaches, shun those evils that the Lord tells us to shun, we are making strides and steps towards that marriage of love and wisdom in ourself. And certainly in a marriage between a husband and wife, if they are actually doing what the Lord says, shunning evils and doing goods to each other, their marriage will become better and better. So if you were to have one takeaway from the worship this morning, it would be that we should hear, say, or do. Which would be the most important of those three? Doing. Doing. We need all three. We need to hear what the Lord says. We need to say the right things at certain times, but it really is in doing what the Lord says where religion becomes alive and where the Lord's love and wisdom comes to rest. It is in our fruits and the things that we do in the use that we practice towards our neighbor. Amen. Please rise and we will sing our final hymn number 327.
Help us, O Lord, to learn the truths Your Word imparts, to study that Your laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim. It may glorify Your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of Your ways, that those who seek may find You, Lord, and sing aloud Your praise.
Please bow your heads. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Please be seated.